Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is Austin Netsley. Austin is a business investor, he's an advisor, he's an entrepreneur, and the author of multiple books, one of which is called From Six to Seven Figures, and his upcoming book is called The 2-Week Vacation Test. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, you can play a little game of Where's Waldo, see From Six to Seven Figures on the shelf behind him. He's also the founder and CEO of 2X, where they help six and seven figure businesses scale exponentially through operational excellence. In the last few years, him and his company have helped private clients generate over $255 million in revenue by implementing the 2X operating system. They call it 2XOS. They work one-on-one with CEOs on strategy, systemization, ops, and scale, right? So a lot of the non-sexy business stuff, but one-on-one coaching and all that stuff to help operators and owners, CEOs get better at that stuff. So Austin is one of my best friends. We've lived together in multiple different entrepreneur houses. He's just one of the best people that I know and consider him like a brother. And so we were just joking beforehand. It's like, man, I cannot believe you haven't been on this podcast before. Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited for this. Austin, welcome.
Thank you, my man. Like you said, we're best friends, and it's just awesome to see you thriving and making an impact through books. And you always say books change lives. My books have changed lives, and you've changed my life by inspiring me even more to write more books and really do them right. So I'm here largely because of Attribution D, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, we're going to unpack a few different things today on this episode. So we're going to walk through his last book launch, From Six to Seven Figures, lessons learned from that, all that good stuff. We'll also be talking about his upcoming book and kind of a behind the scenes of that. The upcoming book is called The 2-Week Vacation Test, like I just mentioned. And then Austin, back in the day.
Hey, Chandler Bolt here. I hope you're loving this episode so far. It's time to go from inspiration to implementation. All right, so if you've learned something, we want to help you implement what you've learned with your book. So what I want you to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a publishing consultation with one of the experts on my team. We'll talk about your goals for your book, your dreams, your challenges, your next steps, and we'll start putting together a plan. All right, so go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a call with the team. Let's see how we can help with your book. It's time to implement.
Used to run a book launch and book marketing company. So he's got a lot of expertise on the subject of launching and marketing a book that he can share. So we'll unpack a lot of different parts of that. But I guess first things first, like, why books? Why are books such a big part of your business, your brand, and an intentional way that you've been focusing?
Yeah. So we do one-on-one business coaching, as you said, and to do that, that's a high trust thing. And we need to build that trust. Now, we can do that through several different ways. We can do that through in person and like getting to know somebody over time. We can be emailing them and giving them free value for 6 months or 12 months, or we can give them a book. And a book is a credibility play. It's an authority play. It breaks down our process. It qualifies who's interested in what we're talking about. They understand why we do what we do and how we do it and start to see, hey, I can't do all this myself. So they ask for help. So we get most of our leads through two core channels. Number one is referrals. Again, that's as high trust as it gets, is relaying the trust from one person to the next. And the second is books, because there's all those things that I just mentioned. So I think for anybody that has some type of backend service or program, if you look at how people make decisions for that particular type of purchase, then just do those channels. But a lot of people are marketing like seven different marketing channels. And it's like, most people actually make decisions to invest in that type of service or product through one or two. If focus on those. And books is definitely one that people invest in business coaching programs for. So we're like, hey, let's do books. And that's what we've leaned into. And that's been our number one marketing channel for now, you know, at least 4 of our 5 years.
Wow. Number one marketing channel for at least 4 or 5 years. That's crazy. And kind of a meta example. It's just like books and referrals as to build trust quickly and bring in clients. And then what's the biggest way that most people find out about books is referrals, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is, hey, are you read any good books lately? All right, I'll recommend a book. Yeah. And so it's almost enabling people. We talk about this all the time, to refer by recommending your book. I like that a lot. I want to come back here in just a bit to that. A lot of clients coming from the book, and we'll break down why and how and all that stuff. But I guess let's go back to the 6 to 7 figures book launch. How'd you launch that book, and what has sold the most copies of that book?
Yep. Great question. So we actually have 2 versions of the same book. And I think that's a really important thing to kind of what we do and what I do. And I actually learned this years ago by listening to a song by 50 Cent and Justin Timberlake. He says, remix, it's the way to turn one hit record into 2. So a book is an asset. And if it's a good asset and it's working for you, the question is like, all right, how can I do more of that? Well, one way is you can better market it and continue to market it. And the second is sometimes it makes a lot of sense to update it and relaunch it and get it a new spin and make it a little bit better and address some of the things that you wish you would have done in the first one based on the feedback. So we did that. So I launched the first version about 3 years ago in the middle of COVID. Then we updated the book and launched it again last year. So we did 2 years with the first version and then relaunched it. And it was even more powerful the second time. It wasn't old news. It was actually only starting to get traction, and it was a much better book. I tweaked and improved several different elements. So we actually have 2 different books of the same topic, very, very similar, but we've launched them now twice and leveraged them twice. And the reason, one of the reasons why I did that second version is we had launched the first version and then we just forgot about it. Like we just put it off to the side. We were focused on other initiatives and other things and trying to figure out some best ways to grow. And then every single month, it was like, hey, where did you come from? Oh, I read the book. We weren't even marketing it for 6 or maybe even closer to a full year. And it was still one of our top 1 or 2 marketing channels that we were like, all right, A, let's start marketing this thing again. B, let's do a new version that I'm going to be really proud of and make much better. And let's do it again. And that led to, again, the second version. So we have an email list. And the first initial strategy was like, how can we really capitalize on that email list? How can we capitalize on that audience? So our whole strategy was designed to get the book into the hands of our audience. It wasn't designed to do a huge launch on Amazon. It wasn't designed to go for New York Times or anything crazy. It was really designed to, how can we give more value to our audience to convert them into clients and ultimately drive revenue? So the whole strategy of what we did for both of those versions of the book was to really tap into our audience. So we were really focused on getting the physical book to people that already knew us. And that we knew that if we did that right, that would lead to the word of mouth, which is like where your book can really take off. That's where the real money's ultimately driven from, is once your book gets to that word of mouth stage, as you talked about. So that's a long-winded answer to say we really capitalized on it by tapping into our audience, trying to get the physical book into the hands of those people. But the strategy that we're doing for the new book is different, and we'll talk about that later.
Cool. I like that a lot. So 2 things I want to key on there. One is the concept of a remix or a relaunch. We're very much aligned on that. In my book published, I talk about this chapter 21, page 166, about like the 5 different types of relaunches. So funny you mentioned that, Austin, because that just feels like one of those things that I talk about until I'm blue in the face. And so many authors still don't do it. They don't relaunch their book. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you mentioned that and kind of demonstrating the power of relaunch. You talked about on the back half of that, really engaging your existing audience with your book, and that being kind of a core purpose of how you treated the first launch, and then focusing on the physical book. So you kind of alluded to some of how you did that through your email list and stuff like that, but how did you, can you maybe expand a little bit more on that? How did you engage your existing audience with your book and get as many folks who are already in your world to get the book, and any lessons learned from that process that might be helpful for people?
Yeah, one reason why the physical book was so important for us is because This is a, I forget the number of words. I would guess it's probably like a 35,000 word book, but like inside it's very tangible. There's big text, there's tables. If you're on YouTube, you're seeing some of the visuals here. We've got charts with everything. Again, big text that just slaps you over the head of here's what you need to know. So as soon as if people get this, A, they see it's a high quality book. It's nice and thick. It's like really professional. And inside, even if they don't read it, they're like, oh, wow, this book is valuable. So we've gotten a lot of clients that have gotten the book. They instantaneously were impressed and they didn't even open it. And they're like, I need your help, because they understood the promise. They understood what we do. They understood enough of I'm not doing this myself. So the physical book was way more important. And it's only cost us about $6 net to send the book out in the US. So we can have a virtual assistant be sending that out manually. We can do it through some automation and software programs if we're getting a huge volume of that. But if you, we can just send it out through Amazon and they usually get it the next day. And they were like, wow, I got this physical book. I didn't have to pay for it. Now we have done the free plus shipping and other things, but we were like, hey, we have a budget to ship out 1,000 books. Like if we ship out 1,000 books, can we generate $1 million from that? And the answer is definitely with the conversions and everything. So it was like, that was some of the best, you know, less than 10,000 bucks that we could spend to get the book out there. And again, ultimately ignite a lot of word of mouth. So those are a couple things related to it is like, we knew we had an audience at the time. We probably had maybe like 10,000 to 15,000 people on our email list. So we knew there was a lot of people there that we could tap into. We knew a lot of them were in the US. We knew a lot of them were qualified. We just needed to go above and beyond to stand out in the marketplace. The book was going to do that, and specifically the physical book. Now, the second element of what we did to make this tangible is we have a toolkit that has a bunch of the tools and resources and templates and systems and training that we talk about in the book. So there's at least probably 20 different systems and templates that we talk about in the book that it's like, hey, to make this easy, we've already created this. This is what we use in our private clients or with our private clients. Go here, download this for free and start to use it. So we're giving them the physical book. We're showing them some real life examples of how we can help them with our systems and our coaching program. And they're getting a ton of value. And it's just like, wait, I have to pay either zero or less than $10 for this particular thing. And I get all of this that's easily worth 500 plus bucks. Like, how can I work with you guys? And that's what you want to ultimately be, is in the power position of people are asking you, how can I work with you? Right.
Got it. Okay. And so the toolkit, I'm assuming that's like some diagnostic stuff, that's some one sheeters or vision sheets or like that sort of thing. So is that kind of like a resource bundle?
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. Is it everything from, for instance, a role scorecard to like map nice. Out a particular role? It's exactly, it's everything from a KPI a spreadsheet so that you can track your top 10 numbers and do that on a regular basis, to a template to fill in to get more clear on creating an irresistible offer. So some of the different things can be, again, spreadsheets or templates or even just training. The one mm-hmm. other thing that's of value is we did a seven-figure assessment. So we did a short little quiz that has them start to analyze what their top problems are and start to then show, hey, we've got a roadmap that can help you fix this. And a lot of people will try to do it on their own. And a decent number of people will be like, all right, I can't do this on my own. How can I support? So that assessment is a really good qualifier to take them to the next phase to raise their hand of basically self-qualifying.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like that a lot. And so you get the resource bundle, where that, you know, the purpose of that is to help readers get more out of the actual book itself. And then obviously alongside that, help turn readers into subscribers. And then, as you mentioned, within that, the assessment, and that helps people self-qualify. Love assessments. We use a lot of assessments at selfpublishing.com. It's one of our biggest customer drivers and biggest lead drivers, because as I'm sure you've seen, Austin, with your book, well, I mean, that seven-figure assessment, right? You can plug it at the beginning of the book, which means you got a high percentage of people who are reading turning into leads. But then my favorite thing is it's so diagnostic and, like you said, self-qualifying, that it's so easy on that thank you page to say, okay, hey, here's your results. And we should talk about this, to talk about how to use these results to better, in this case, scale to seven figures, right? So it just so naturally leads into the next thing that you want people to do, which is to book a call to talk about working together. But there's a reason why, and there's a compelling thing where, okay, I'm not just randomly booking a call. I'm booking a call to talk through the results of this assessment. So it feels like it's more prescriptive and more diagnostic, which, I mean, I'm assuming that's, is that one of the major drivers for you, for people going from reader to customer, or are there other ways that you're going from reader to customer?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the top two, or actually I would say top three, but that's a really important piece. But what you mentioned there is going from reader to subscriber. And a lot of people are going to get the book from our audience, but the vast majority of people are not going to get the book from our audience. So we need some type of call to action, whether it's assessment, whether it's a toolkit, whether it's some other thing that they can opt in for. You guys do a free audiobook a lot of times. Like whatever you can do to take a reader to a subscriber, that's where you can actually help advance them in a much faster and better converting way. So we had two of those, which was important to bring a lot of people that came straight from Amazon, straight to that. The second thing is, as soon as people opt in for that toolkit, they are basically raising their hand that they are very interested in what we do. They're interested in the topic enough to go out of their way, because like we don't promote that on our website. We don't promote that in other ways. We promote that only in the book. So that means they've opened the book, which is a big step, as we've already talked about, and they're taking action to go there. So if they opt in for that, we have an SDR that's calling them and just trying to get them on the phone to understand their situation, understand how we can support, send one of the tools from the toolkit that we already have based on what they talk about to give them value and show them a little bit. And a lot of times it leads to the conversation of, hey, we can help you with this. You want to, you know, hop on a strategy session and kind of break this down, and we can show you exactly what we do with clients just like you. And that is actually the number one converting way, is an SDR reaching out, giving value, booking them and setting them with the sales call. And we close a very high percentage of those calls because of the nurturing and the credibility that we have by them working through that process.
Cool. I like that. And for people who don't know, SDR stands for sales development rep, and that's essentially a setter. So someone who is often outbound calling, or in this case, it's outbound calls to inbound leads. Yeah. And so we call it warm calling. Like, you're not cold calling, you're warm calling. All these people gave us their information and ask for more help, right? But to your point, if they've done that through the book, they're automatically way more qualified than any other lead source. And we see that to be true. I was just looking at some of this data in HubSpot yesterday. It's like, oh, which of our lead magnets have the highest converting calls? And it's like, oh, the published audiobook is like a big driver of that. And so we've seen that to be true as well. One or two more things on six to seven figures, and then I want to talk 2 week vacation test. Didn't you do some sort of book code giveaway, if I'm remembering correctly, where you gave out like the code to the book or the code to the audiobook? Is that correct, or am I misremembering?
Oh, yes.
And if you did it, how did you do it? Did it work or did it not?
Yes, great question. So we did do that, where we were giving out the Audible code. So what we usually did, we just started this back in Epic Launch, and we do it now as well, is, as we just talked about at the start, this is like, you want to be launching and relaunching. You want to be coming up with different excuses that you can launch from a marketing standpoint to generate buzz, to generate leads, to generate more traction from a public standpoint. So what we usually recommend back at Epic Launch in the old days is to launch the Kindle and physical book, the paperback book, together. And then 30 to 45 days later, launch the audiobook separately. So this is a whole new launch of, hey, a lot of people have been asking about it. We just got the audiobook, and it's, you know, here's a big promotion around it. If you send in you know, your receipt, then you get this full extra training. That's a really good deep dive worth $300 or whatever. So we're helping drive that initial spike. All right. So Amazon, Audible, Facebook, all these different platforms are algorithms. So what you want to do is spike the algorithms, get initial traction. And if you do so, then you can actually get organic traction, right? Which is so, so, so huge. So we try to do that on all the different platforms, and specifically on Audible in this case. So we do that where it's like, hey, send in a screenshot of your receipt getting the book. And then the other one is, a couple weeks later, we'll do, hey, we've got 100 codes to give out. To give a free Audible version. And it's not sending the like the MP3 files or anything. It's sending them, because they usually use their Audible account, that it's sending them an actual code that they can do to put it there. And that way it's on their platform. They're exponentially more likely to listen to it there. So we paid, again, we were like, all right, this will cost us, you know, let's call it $7 again, $7 to help get my voice and our methodology in the ears and mind of somebody that's qualified. So if they were qualified, we would happily pay for that. And we'd basically send them a gift on Audible. So we did that. We did about 100 codes. It was hard to track if that really got a great traction. But with our numbers in our backend program, I can pretty much guarantee that there was an ROI there, but it actually didn't work amazingly. So we stopped doing that. Audio book did not get near the traction that the physical book did. So it's really important if you can best understand, are people getting the Kindle? Are they getting most traction with the paperback? Are they getting most traction with the audio? And then optimizing for that. Again, for the reasons I talked about earlier of the visuals, of the big text, of the different ability. Number one was the paperback and number two is Kindle. Audiobook just didn't get quite as much traction there for some of those reasons.
Got it. Cool. Good to know. And quick audiobook tip for folks who have published or are going to publish an audiobook. And you probably know this, but Audible is going to give you 25 codes in the US and 25 codes in the UK, right? And they're giving you those codes to where you can gift people your book for free because they want you to incentivize the marketing of your book, right? And so as an author, definitely recommend maximizing those codes. And then if you use all of them or most of them, you can send a request to Audible and they'll give you more. So at a minimum, you know, gift those 25 codes in the US and then obviously in the UK, if you know folks that are in the UK, but that can be something to help jumpstart the sales of your audiobook as well. I want to talk about the 2-week vacation test. So just, you know, being your friend and talking through book stuff behind the scenes, I know that you've got a bunch of book ideas that you can write and that you want to write. And you're kind of going back and forth on, hey, which one do I write next and which one's going to be most impactful? So can you kind of walk through the process of how did you decide on the 2-week vacation test amongst having multiple books to write? And any tips within that that might be helpful for folks who have multiple books that they want to write and trying to choose which one to write first?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the number one problem that our clients deal with is time, is they're spread in so many different directions. So we work with 6- and 7-figure business owners. They've got a small team, but they're wearing all the hats still, and they're just too stuck in the trenches. And they want a 7-figure business without, you know, all the headache and stress that comes with business while working less so they can achieve freedom. Right. Ultimate, the number one goal of entrepreneurs is freedom, freedom to live the life that you want, freedom to do what you want when you want, freedom to just grow and unleash, freedom to make the impact. Freedom is the number one word. But again, the vast majority of business owners don't have that. So we decided, hey, at some point, we know we're going to address the time subject head on. And we do that a little bit in the first book from 6 to 7 figures, because it's one of the key steps is to make sure that you're free so that your business can scale to 7 figures. But it's really what we found over time is like, it's the number one catalyst that drives everything. So if you want to grow, then you need like that time freedom and not you being the bottleneck in your business depending on your hours. So it's like actually the number one driver to achieve the big growth, the wealth, and the lifestyle that you want. So if we can address that, we can open up this whole other world of all that our clients want to achieve. So looking at all the different options, we didn't want to do our big flagship book this year. We wanted to do a little bit smaller, more tool-based books, and then do our big flagship book that really goes through our full methodology next year. So we wanted to have a couple more things in place to do that. So it was like, all right, what's the best one to really ignite some big momentum, to be known for a particular topic, and specifically one that isn't addressed great in the marketplace? And we can do so with the third piece, which is a very catchy title, a very catchy hook. And that's honestly one of my favorite things about it. Is it's sexy, it's different, it's unique, it's some IP that we have, and it can really be understood, I think, pretty quickly to paint the vision of what's possible and what people want, which is that time freedom piece and a business that can run and thrive without them, with addressing the pain of they can't do that right now. So there's a gap, right? So we are creating just through it a good hook. We're creating the vision of what they want to achieve with the pain of where they're at right now, creating a gap that they need a solution. Either it's going to be the book or nothing, and they'll stay in the same spot, or investing in our coaching program. Two of those three are really, really good for us, right? And they're making an impact. So that's a little bit about it. Is it's an important topic, and the hook is really solid that I think that we're going to get a ton of marketing traction, and the early engagement has been awesome for us so far.
Cool. That's good. So it's a good hook. It's a catchy hook. It's a topic that leads to doing business with you. And it's a book that is, you know, you said like kind of your next flagship book that's going to take a lot more time, a lot more resources, be a longer term thing. It's not that, it's something that you can write and get done faster so that you can publish it and immediately make an impact in the business. It sounds like those were the kind of the main two or three things you're looking at.
Yeah. And the one other thing was it addressed the pain head on. So again,
got it.
99% of people in our ideal target audience have the pain of time. And we now have a great way to get in front of them to say, hey, we're one of the best, if not the best in the world at addressing that particular pain that you haven't yet solved. Stop doing these things. Here's how to improve your team and operations. Here's how to get free from the weeds. And here's how to ultimately use that then to scale to the next level. We can help you accelerate all of that.
That's good. And so for those of you who are listening to or watching this, I mean, I would encourage you ask some of those questions for yourself, especially if you're a business owner and the purpose of your book is to bring in more customers from the book. Well, then ask those questions and use that kind of like Austin did to narrow in on your book topic. So can you give like I think one of the best parts of the hook is that people kind of instantly get it. Yeah. And we always say it's like a good title and subtitle is, do people instantly understand what the book's about and whether or not it's for them? And that's what I love about this hook and this book. But I'll ask this question anyway, just in case it's not super clear for everyone. Can you give maybe a big picture 60-second synopsis of like, what is the 2-week vacation test and why is it important for obviously entrepreneurs, but then maybe also authorpreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for every entrepreneur for sure. So the fact of the matter is, if you can't take 2 weeks away from your business, then you don't have a business. You have a job that you've created and a trap ultimately that you've created. And so many people start in business with the idea, again, of freedom and growth and wealth, but few achieve any of those things, let alone all of those things. So how do we do that? Well, we do that, again, the growth, wealth, and freedom. We achieve that by having a business that is operationally excellent, that can run and thrive without you, that you have the time and capacity to then work on growth and scale to the next level. So those are the three key benefits of what you get by taking 2 weeks off separated from your business. And most people, we don't know it, but we get addicted to our business. We get attached to our business. So what we're doing through what we call the freedom ramp-up process, through 6 milestones before your big test, is we're giving you small wins to start to get better control of your time, separate yourself from the business. Now, there's two things within the business that you need to do. You need to separate mentally. Again, so oftentimes we're addicted. We're addicted to checking things and checking our email 27 times a day and responding to things fast and doing things that we're mentally addicted. The second is we're physically addicted. Like, we still own the task. We have to do the particular things. So through this process, we're separating mentally and then physically so that you can improve your team and operations and ultimately get that time back. And again, with that, that gives you the optionality to scale faster, or to work less, or to sell your business for millions of dollars, or whatever it is. Everything that you want to achieve is on the other side of creating a very healthy business. And the best and fastest approach that we've now optimized for years, working with hundreds and hundreds of 6- and 7-figure businesses, is to build your business in such a way that it can run and thrive without you for 2 weeks. So that's a little bit longer than 60 seconds, but that will help be the frame of which you can build a very, very healthy business to achieve whatever it is your goals are.
Got it. Love it. So that's what it is. Let's talk about, because at the time of recording this, we're, you know, a couple weeks and some change out from launch at the time. Yeah, check it out. Come on, baby. That's a good looking book cover. So if you're seeing this, hold it up one more time. If you're watching the YouTube version, you can see this. The 2-week vacation test cover looks great. That's awesome. So by the time people were hearing this and listening to this, the book will be coming out, or it just came out. So can you give us a behind the scenes peek at what are some of the things that you are prioritizing with the launch of this book, and not only just in launch week, but as we talk about launch year and really promoting this book and making this a pillar that's part of your business?
Yeah. Well, actually, really important point on that is you told me about the launch year. So I launched from 6 to 7 figures, stopped marketing it after a couple of weeks, went on and it was still going well. And I was like, oh, okay, Chandler's right, which I should have known because you've done this hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of times. And I took that one step further. It's like, now we think about a book as a 5-year asset, right? So, and if you're thinking about that, you're like, it's definitely at least a 1 year launch. It's really a, again, a central part to what you do. And you're thinking how you can leverage that in different ways. So that's one thing. From a marketing standpoint, we are doing this book launch different than from what I did from six to seven figures. And it's much more similar to what we used to do back in the days of that company Epic Launch that you mentioned. Is the biggest thing that we need right now is a lot more traction from a marketing perspective. So we want to grow our audience. We want to get a lot more referrals. We want to just really, outside of our core audience, start to drive a lot more. So the main thing that we are doing is running ads and doing social media and promotions to drive to the free copy of the book. So we're going to give the digital copy of the book away for free. So we've got a very simple, and the simpler the better, landing page that's set up that is capturing emails to get people excited, give them value, get them warmed up leading into the launch. On the launch day, we will give them the a digital copy as far as a PDF, as well as be sending them to Amazon. And we will be having the book free for 2 days on the first two days of the launch. So with this, we are flooding as many people as possible to spike Amazon's algorithm. This is really important for a couple of things, because again, it'll allow us to get some good traction there on Amazon initially. We'll be able to then better rank for certain search terms and different things. Plus, we'll hopefully have, you know, thousands of people that will be there that can hopefully leave reviews. So getting to those first 100 reviews and 200 reviews will probably be much faster. Again, with from six to seven figures, it was really about getting them the physical book and keeping them in our world. With this one, we're building the audience and giving them a ton of value to then go and have this book be a huge marketer for us on Amazon. Because if we fast forward after the first initial period, the best thing is moving books on Amazon from our standpoint, because we haven't ever optimized the free plus shipping funnels and those ongoing evergreen ones, but we have gotten really good numbers from Amazon ongoing. So we're like, hey, let's make this healthier on Amazon, knowing that it'll hopefully bring millions of dollars in the future over the coming years, just like our other books have. So that's a little bit about it, is we're mainly trying to drive the email list to get a lot of people there, to get a lot of energy, and then we'll do a program launch on the back end of that.
Cool. Oh, cool. I like that. I like the book launch leading into the program launch. Now, obviously, back in the day and when we first met, you were running a company called Epic Launch. So a book launch and book marketing company. And if I'm remembering correctly, I feel like you had at least one or two authors with that company where you did just an incredible job with their audiobooks, and their audiobooks really took off. Yep. So is there anything that you learned from marketing those audiobooks that might be helpful for folks? And is that a focus for the 2 week vacation test or no? Like, are you going to try to double down on the audiobook? Are you keeping it mostly towards print? Cause that's what worked with the last book. Like, how are you kind of looking at that?
Yeah, great question. We will definitely be doing the audiobook, but we'll do that 30 to 45 days after the initial launch. So it'll probably be closer to 45 days. But we had some really big success with a couple books, as you mentioned. And it was all by launching it. So we did the same exact thing. We launched the Kindle and paperback version. And then 30 days later, we launched the Audible version. And by doing that and really like treating it as a true launch, building some the warm up towards it, building the anticipation, and then like pushing everybody there all at once, it spiked Audible's algorithm and got us featured on the first page. And by doing that, we were just able to stay there. So this is again the same thing with Amazon. If you can spike their algorithm and get up and related to other books, you can get in search terms, you can stay there for a very long time. But a lot of people just kind of put it out there. So they get some sales and they go straight back down. But it's like, if you can get into that top 1% type traction, it can stay there for and ultimately stay there for a long time. So that was it. As we launched it there, we didn't do some of the things of, hey, send a particular code. We didn't send the free code ourselves. We were just driving as many people there as possible. But I will say, one of the key reasons why that book went so well is the person that recorded it is very motivational. Like, he's like almost to like kind of the Grant Cardone type level of like, you are going to get fired up reading that. So if you are reading your own book, the point is, be as animated and excited about it as possible. Like, don't just read the book and this is the next thing. And that, people are just wah-wah, you know? Like, be, and it's hard to do because it'll take you 4, 6, 8, 10 hours to record. But like, if you can just like share your passion and your insight and go off script a little bit, you can really connect with people in a different way. And again, they'll be much more likely to refer it. They'll be much more likely to listen to it. So between those different things, Audible got behind it, started to promote it. And then we reached out to them and we said, hey, this book is getting a ton of traction. Can we, you know, put it in your, they did like a Sunday newsletter of some kind with like some of the best books. So then they did that after a couple months and like that kept it high. So it was, we sold a ton of copies. Like I'm talking, he made in royalties, definitely over $1 million in royalties through not just the Audible, the physical and Audible, or through the Amazon and Audible. But the royalties on Amazon can be really, really nice, you know, that he made a lot there, let alone the millions of dollars in program sales that we sold on the back end.
Man, that's good. I'm literally making a note right now because I'm like, I just feel like that's something I love that you're saying treat it as a separate launch. And I just feel like that's something that I haven't really done a great job of with my books. And there's so much opportunity there. Mm-hmm. So much opportunity. I mean, it's harder to get traction on Audible because I think less people have Audible than you think. I remember being in a car of a bunch of achievers right about the time that Publish came out. And I'm like, hey, raise your hand if you got Audible. And it was like two people out of a car of six people, that all of which I'm like, these people are learners. They're readers. Yeah. Like if anyone's going to have, so that then it really dawned on me like, oh, okay, this is, you know, less of an audience than I think, but if you can own that audience, it's people that we want to work with, yeah, right? Yeah. Like these are buyers and these are great customers that are actively always listening. So it's like, I was pulling a task as we speak out of here of just like, all right, we need to go back and look at being more intentional about marketing the audiobook and just seeing what else we can do to drive people there. Cause I think it is one of those things, just like your book, right? Where you talked about getting it into orbit. Yep. That's what launch is about, right? If I didn't pay attention to a lot of the science classes, but you know, when you launch something, it's about getting it out of the, you know, Earth and into orbit. Yep. And when once it's into orbit, it keeps going, right? I mean, yep. Most people can probably tell by that. I'm like, is it out of the atmosphere? Is it? So I think it's how do you do that with your audiobook, which has really got me thinking about mm-hmm. ways that we can be more intentional about that. With published. That's good. Well, we're coming up on time here. So I'll ask two final questions. One is knowing what you know now, what would be your parting piece of advice for the Austin of years ago before you wrote your first book, which we didn't even talk about your first book. What would be your parting piece of advice, kind of knowing what you know now, to the folks who are looking to write a book to grow their business?
Yeah. I would repeat what selfpublishing.com repeats every day, which is books change lives. And if you do it right, specifically, if you have a business on the back end, it is an absolute no-brainer. Every single book that we've done has either directly or indirectly generated over $1 million in sales, and some of them at least a couple million. That has been by far, I've tried so many things in the past 8 years. And by far the best ROI from a sales and marketing perspective has been a book. So if I would tell myself that, I would say, keep things really simple, reverse engineer how a customer makes decisions like this, which again, in our case is a book or referral, and use books as the centerpiece of your marketing. And as you said, they help drive more referrals and everything. So it's like, if that's the centerpiece, keep things simple. It's a great asset. You give value, you change lives, and you have so much marketing that you can then lead into from there. If we had done that, we would be well above where we're at, we'd be making a bigger impact as well. So I would say treat it seriously, take it seriously, treat it as an asset, do the 1 year launch, create a 5 year asset, you know, keep going, and just continue to make it the centerpiece. And if you follow selfpublishing.com, they'll make it as easy as possible to create that and get really good at it, from everything from the writing to the marketing, and it's fun along the way. So that's what I would say is the importance and seriousness of taking how valuable a book can be for you.
Cool. Well, Austin, this has been awesome, man. Glad we could finally make this happen. Where can people go to grab a copy of the new book? So obviously everyone go grab a copy of the 2 week vacation test. Where's the best place for people to go to grab a copy of the book, to learn more about you, what you're up to, all that good stuff?
Yep. If you're stuck in your business, if you want to have less overwhelm, the book, The 2 week Vacation Test, I hope is going to just give you a ton of value and show you a unique process to break free from so many tasks and the overwhelm. So you can get, actually, we're going to give it to you for free. This is a really important thing that we want to do, is give as much value and start to show you some of the tools that we use in our private coaching program. So you can get that as a special gift to your audience at 2x.co/self-publishing. So 2x.co/self-publishing. And we'll give you a free copy of the book. We'll also send you, again, some of the tools that are talked about in the book so that you can take it from this theory to actually starting to take back control of your time, to actually start to improve your team and operations and business to ultimately achieve kind of your dream life. So 2x.co/self-publishing. You can also check it out on Amazon and other places as well. But I'm just excited for you to read the book, check it out, and hopefully shift your time with it.
That's cool. Well, guys, grab a copy of the book, 2x.co/self-publishing. If you're listening to this like a month or more after the episode's out, grab the audiobook. We were just talking about, let's make a dent. And if you like listening to podcasts like this, you probably like audiobooks, right? So grab a copy of the 2-week vacation test on audio. If it's out, if not, go to 2x.co/self-publishing to get your copy of the 2-week vacation test. Austin, you're the man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right, number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help the podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.